In 1874, cattle baron George Fulton and his wife Harriet decided to build. And build they did, a 6,200 square foot villa near Rockport. They chose an architectural style known as French Second Empire. It was characterized by cornice moldings, decorative brackets, and a distinctive boxy roof known as a mansard roof. It was all the rage for homes in the North and the Midwest, but because it was unusual for Texas and the South, the lavish materials and furnishings had to be shipped from New Orleans. They included English tile, faux marble fireplaces, gaslit chandeliers, cypress floors with walnut trim, and ornate mirrors. The mansion's unique attributes, however, were hidden inside. George Fulton loved new technology, so he installed the latest in conveniences: flush toilets, central heating, and a cooling system for perishable foods. And because Fulton was a bridge builder before he became a rancher, his engineering expertise is evident in the home's structural strength. It has withstood numerous hurricanes. After Fulton died in 1893, his wife left Texas. As his home changed ownership several times, it began to deteriorate. In 1976, the state of Texas bought the residence and restored it. Today, the mansion and the grounds are a Texas historical landmark and a state historical park. Fulton Mansion stands as a gracious relic of the past and testament to the owner's progressive style and vision, and the home is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.